أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. السلام على آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم الأجمعين إلى يوم الدين. صلاة
اللهم صل على
محمد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. صدق الله العظيم. صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل على محمد.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
We've been looking at Asma al-Husna, or the attributes of Allah, and you have a chart in front of you, I hope. I'm going to recap over the ones we've done. On the first day, we had a little bit of an introduction, and we looked at Allah, and I told you that if you took those 99 names and you melted them into a pot, the result would be Allah. Synonymous with Allah is Rabb. They're both literally linked together. And we also talked about how the prophets would only use Rab, Rabbi, or Rabbana. And for you and me, it's the only name of Allah you can personalize. You cannot say Maliki or, well, you can, but you don't. In the Quran, the only way the personalization is only through Rab. So my Rab, my team. That's the one you personalize. Then we looked at Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. And I told you very briefly, Ya Hayyu was basically like, he's always online. Absolutely always. And Qayyum is, the moment you want something, say something, it's there. But at his time. Okay? And we'll go over some of these later on. We then looked at the three R's, if you remember. Was yesterday, remember that?
Yeah.
We did six R's. The three R's were Rahman, Rahim, and Rauf. Do you know the numbers?
Yes.
1, 2, 83. Now, like I said, I use these codes for my phones, for my alarm, well, now you know. But whatever they are, I mix and match them. And that way I remember them a lot, all the ayat of Quran. So Rahman, Rahim, and Ra'uf basically signified compassion. So you had one which was immediate. You had one which was constant. Rahim was constant. But it was more like guidance to those who subscribe to Allah. Right? And then we talked about Ra'uf, which is he's the only one who understands what's happening to you. I said there were six R's. The other three we looked at was one, Rahmatul Alameen, because the Prophet is known as Ra'uf. Then we looked at Imam al-Ra'uf as Imam al-Raza. And then people on the earth, walking, talking people who are with you and me, who are representatives of Ra'uf, are known as Rafiq, or friends. So we talked about this. Now today we're going to look at everything that's green on your map. So you've got some green things. And you've got four jigsaw pieces that are green. The reason why you did a jigsaw puzzle was because if you've ever done jigsaws, hope you have, if one piece is missing, it bothers you. You know, you think, oh God, it's just incomplete. Well, the same with Allah. All these 99 attributes comprise him. So if you look at the green bits, we've got four. You've got Ghafar, you've got Ghafur, you've got Tawwab, and you've got Afu. Right? So you've got that there? 14, 34. Can you tell me the numbers? So I know as well, because I might be forgetting. 80 and 82. You need to know these numbers too. They're quite important. Like I said, we will go into numerology at some stage. Now let's look at these. The reason why we put them as green on the jigsaw is that the Prophet said, whenever you see green, think of spring. Think of a revival, as in starting again. You know, the flowers come out again after they're dead. So Istighfar is basically revival. So we're going to start very slowly and look at Ghafar. The first thing we're going to look at Ghafar. And let's have a look at what Ghafar means, right? So no matter how many times you do things, no matter how far astray you go, no matter how many sins you've committed, Al-Ghafar is the one who accepts you again and again and again. That door is always open. That's Ghafar. Somebody came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, but what if I do this? Something wrong. And the Prophet said, Allah is Ghafar. Acknowledge it. He said, what if I do it again? And the Prophet said, Allah is Ghafar. He said, what if I do it again? And he said, Allah is Ghafar. And he said, doesn't Allah get tired of forgiving? He said, Allah will never get tired of forgiving, but you will get tired of doing what you're doing. That is Ghafar. So Ghafar, when you think of Ghafar, think of a door. Think that door is always there. All you and I have to do is knock and go in. To knock means to acknowledge. To acknowledge the fact that what I'm doing is wrong. And the more I tell myself what I'm doing is wrong, the more my mind itself will teach me not to do it. I'll give you an example. Say you all have phones, right? You like picking up the phone. I do too, okay? So say you and I picked up the phone. And every time you picked up the phone, there was a friend of yours, or I wouldn't call them a friend, but there's an acquaintance of yours, who liked to tell you about what was going on. And those are the people you call, because they're interesting. So now what's happening in the world today? Who's doing what? And she'd be the one who'd give you all the juicy, so I call it halal gossip. So you pick it up. Now say, for example, before you picked up the phone, you said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Do you think for 1 minute you'd be able to listen to it? You might the first time, but something here would say, actually, I should say, Bismillah shaitan. This is not good stuff, right? So Ghafar is one who continually forgives. We'll go to the other ones in a minute. He continually forgives until you get tired of doing what you're doing. That's the way it works. He's phenomenal. Don't let anybody tell you you're gone, you're inexcusable, you're unpardonable. It doesn't. It will happen. It will happen. So that habit that is ingrained in you, just the moment you want to do it, say Ya Ghafar. Continually Ya Ghafar and see the difference it makes. See, Mighfar in Arabic is a helmet. It covers you. Right? So when you say Istighfar, you are asking Allah to cover you. If I'm asking Him, I'm talking about me, I'm asking Him to cover me from the consequences of the sins that I have committed. That's what Istighfar is all about. It's not about somebody else, it's about me. It's what I'm doing, right? So there are a couple of ayat of Quran, but I'll go into them a little later when I finish this. Now the next one that you're going to look at is Ghafur, right? Now if you look at Ghafur, so Ghafar, you're thinking of a door, right? A door that's always there, it's always open, always, never locked. Ghafur, think of a heart, and think of the middle of the heart. Al-Ghafur is the quality of Allah that penetrates the deepest part of your heart and forgives the most awful sin you think you've committed. That's Ghafur. Ghafur is that which will veil that sin. Ghafur is He who will make you understand that it's okay. You'll be able to make up for it. You can't tell anybody it because it's awful. And I'll go through some examples in a minute, okay? Let me give you one example, and then I'll go to another one. So, there was this man, came up to the Prophet, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have PTSD. He didn't say PTSD, I'm using those words. He says, I can't sleep at night. I have post-traumatic stress disorder. What's wrong? He says, I keep on seeing this daughter of mine that I buried. I keep on seeing her saying, Ya Abi, oh my father. So let's go to Quran. Quran says, وَإِذَا مَوْعُودَةُ سُعِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. The day of judgment will be the day when that newborn baby that was buried alive will say, for what reason did you kill me? That's, they didn't kill their daughters because they hated them. La. Because in that society, the men saw that they used and abused women. So they loved their daughters so much, they said, I'm not going to subject my daughter to this. I would rather see her under the earth. They had a logic. It's a very skewed logic. Very skewed logic. But they had a logic. Okay? So he said, I keep on seeing this. And the Prophet said, Allah is the Ghafoor. Do you have a mother? He said, no, I don't have a mama. He said, do you have a father? He said, no, I don't have a father either. He said, do you have a masi? You know what a masi is? Mom, sister. Kala, you call it, right? He said, yes. The Prophet said, go and serve her. Don't let her be sad ever. And Allah will forgive your sins. So when you come to Ghafoor, there are methodologies. There are ways to do it. I'm going to go back to the fire just so you know what happens, right? And it's really amazing. So Surah An-Nur, Surah number 71, please write this down because I have not known such a beautiful ayah. Well, I'll say that about each one, but let's go to this one. Ayah 10 to 12, okay? So he says, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَارًا. Ghafar, you see that word? Do istighfar of your Rabb, he is Ghafar. So again and again and again. Now, that's not all. He says, يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. If you do istighfar. By the way, who does istighfar? One who has sin. Agreed? Yeah. So he says, if you have sin and you do istighfar, he will open up the heavens and he will give you lots of rain. Then he says, وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. He will give you wealth and children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. He will give you gardens under which rivers flow. To whom? To those who have? Sin. You know, Ali sitting with his companions. I'm going about Ghafar here. You know, Ali sitting with his companions, and a person comes and says, Ya Ali, I need an increase in sustenance. He says, do it still far. Read Astaghfirullah Rabbi. Another person comes, he says, children. Ya Ali, I don't have any children, I want children. Do it still far. Another person says, I want to get success in everything I do. For the young ones here, I want my exams, I want to get qualification, I want whatever you want to do in life. I want success. Do istighfar. When they went away, one of the companions says, Ya Ali, three different ailments and one medicine. Doesn't work. He said, read Surah An-Nur, ayah 10 to 12. He wanted children. What does Allah say? I'll give you children. I'll open up the skies with rahmah. You know what? When you're sitting, waiting, when you're waiting for to go out for a car, for a bus, for a train, what stops you and me from saying, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu? And thinking of all the things that you've done in that day, that's just not right. Just not right. And hopefully the next day they will reduce, and they will reduce, and they will reduce. That's when you call Ghafar. Ya Ghafar, forgive me. Ya Ghafar, like you forgave Hur, saying forgive Hur, I give you the wasila of Hur, forgive me. Ghafur, when you have something inside you that you can't tell anybody. You know what? All of us have something that hurts. Something that we feel we've done that's not right. It could be anything. It could be something like, I wish I had brought up my children in a different way. I hear parents tell me that all the time. But you did the best you could at that particular time. But say, Ya Ghafoor, ask him. أصلح لكل شعري. Put all my affairs right. Ask him. He's phenomenal. Don't let the worst thing is to let somebody make you believe or you make yourself believe that he cannot forgive. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. We did that ayah. Do not despair of his mercy. The worst of the people are those who despair. Those who think that Allah is not capable. If I told you just now that if you have a problem, who do you go to? Yes, I know you go to Allah. But you either go to your mom or you go to your friend. If I don't go to my mom or my friend, I am telling myself they are not capable of helping me. And if I were to tell my mom, Mama, you are not capable of listening to me, how would she feel? Do you understand where I come from? Okay, cool. That is a God there. Now we come to one which is Tawwab. I love this. Number 80, right? Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Quran says, this is Surah number 66, ayah 8. Do a U-turn to Allah, which becomes an example for everyone. Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. A U-turn. Anything wrong I'm doing, come back. Now see what he says. Again, this is a sinner. He says, "Asa rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyatikum." Maybe. He will cover everything. Kafara is to cover. He will cover all your sins. And then, this is quite amazing. وَيُدْكِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِ مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ. And he will make you enter Jannah. But Yama, you are talking to the person who went astray completely. And now you're saying, do tawbah and come back. So what do sins do to you and me? Sins tear your soul up and my soul up. Tawbah stitches it up together. So when I think of tawbah, I may think of a U-turn, but I think of a needle and thread. And a needle and thread is not easy. Have you ever had stitches? Especially when you're awake, God help you. Okay? They hurt. Tawbah is not easy. Tawbah is acknowledging stuff first. Promising I will not get into this situation again, ever. And then doing something good. I'll come to the ayah that tells you what to do. But first I'm going to tell you a story because it's the only way you remember. So there's this young man. Weeping like a mother has lost his child. Masjid al-Nabi at the entrance. Weeping, really crying. So there's a companion of the Prophet called Ma'ad ibn Jabal. Ma'ad ibn Jabal cannot see this at all. So he runs to the Prophet's house, which is only next door. You know it's attached. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, this young guy just won't stop crying. He doesn't want to tell us anything. You can imagine, somebody walked in here and just weeping, not at Masai. We'd all go and say, what's happened? What did Sayyidah do to you, right? So, sorry. So we do that and find out what's happening. So in the same way these people said, Faiza actually meant you. So what's happened? And we go and ask her then. So the Prophet comes and said, what happened? What's the matter? He said, I've sinned. I'm so bad. My sin is so bad. So bad that I can't recount it. And the Prophet said, even if it is as big as a mountain, even if it's a sin that reaches up to the sky, even if it sins as more than the grains of sand on the beach, I'm like, you think Allah is that small? You think that he's that hakir, that weak, that he cannot forgive your sins? And he says, I'm just telling you, what I did was really wrong. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm a grave robber. Not only that, when young women get buried, I violate them. The Prophet walked away. Just walked away. Didn't want to be there. He just went home. Couldn't handle it. Didn't say anything, just walked away. The young man went into the deserts of Arabia, away from Makkah, away from everyone, and he just wept and wept and wept. And he said, Ya Allah, show me. Show me a way that you've forgiven me, because I do not want to be like this in front of you on the day of Qiyamah. I'm just trying to tell you the way to do this stuff, and I'll tell you what the ayah did. And an ayah was revealed to the Prophet. Please write it down so you know it. 3135. الَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. The one that does an awful deed, awful, or has been unjust to himself. Number one. Is this Quran? Number one, ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ. Remember Allah straight away. Done something wrong? ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ. right? Two, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا ذُنُوبَهُمْ. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. The reason why a sin is called zam is a tail. Because it follows you wherever you go. Whatever you see, it brings it back. So ask for forgiveness for that. And then he says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The only person who can forgive you is Allah. Then what he says? وَلَمْ يَسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوهُ. Never go back. Promise yourself that you won't go back to what you are doing. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And he knows. Okay, so that's it. Now, what do you do after that? After that, you revive your belief. How do I revive my belief? By doing amalus salihat. Now, when people translate amalus salihat, they say a good deed. Have you heard that? They say a good deed. That's not a good deed. Aslaha salihat is something that fixes. Fix yourself first. That which is torn inside you, stitch it up. Promise you will not do it again. And go and help other people as well. I have a friend, very good friend of mine. I knew her from school. So she had a problem. She wasn't a Muslim, but for her it was okay to drink. So she used to drink a lot. And every time I met her, I was with her, I used to say, it smells. You just smell. Although she promised she wouldn't drink the day she met me, okay? But she still smells. Anyway, fast forward a few years. She invited me home. And suddenly I see this person completely different. And she tells me about this ayah of Quran. تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوهَا. And the way she fixed it, because I used to have a go at her all the time. I don't think it was me, I think it was her herself. The way she fixed it. Well, she started a group, and most of you know the group's Alcoholics Anonymous, right? So she started her own group at home, which would get people in who didn't want to talk about it. Maybe they were Muslims, maybe there were those who didn't want to go to these public meetings, but she started it. And not only has she fixed herself, but she fixes other people as well. That's what Tawbah is about. That's what Tawbah does. It helps, and that's how it works. And then my most favorite one. Okay, I don't know where to get that, which is Al-Afu. You see that? So beautiful, my goodness. How am I going to start talking about Al-Afu? Al-Afu is number 82. If you read Salatul Layl, I'll talk about that in a minute. It says 300 times. You can say it 3 times, 10 times, whatever times you want, right? So, whenever you think of Al-Afu, think of an eraser, you know, rubbing out. All right, think of your computer. So, when you don't want a file on your computer, or even on your phone, you delete, right? When you delete it, that is the file. But it's still in the bin, isn't it? In the recycled bin. You need to get it out of there. Yes. And when you press that, it goes away. That's you've done it over. But if you were to take your computer to NCIS, which I watch, or you take your computer to an expert, a computer expert, they would be able to find that file, would they not? At least that's what they tell me. They can actually see what file you have deleted. The only way you can remove that file is by reformatting the hard disk. Agreed? And then nobody can tell what's happened. Good? Or you throw it away, but you can't throw yourself away. So you can't do that, eh? To reformat it. So Al-Afu is where Allah rubs it off completely. It reformats your hard drive. Nobody can see it. Not you, not people, not angels, not anyone. That is why in Shab you say Al-Afu. Just keep on saying Al-Afu for everything. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about, oh, he's just amazing. I don't know how to do this, okay? But he will, now let's see what he does, okay? 2570, please don't forget this. Not only does he rub out, look what he does. Okay, إِلَّا مَنْ تَعْوَى. Let us talk about all the things that people do that are bad. He says, if they do a U-turn, وَأَمَلَ أَمَلًا صَالِحًا, I talked about it, and they fix themselves and they fix others, فَأُولَيْكَ. Not only does he reformat the heart, right? Not only does he rub it away. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّعَاتٍ حَسَنَاتٍ. Awesome! He changes what you did that was bad into something that is good. My friend, who used to drink a lot, changed her situation into not only assisting herself, but assisting everybody else. Phenomenal. And she quotes from this ayah. So she draws them towards the book of Allah. It's phenomenal. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is Ghafoor and Rahim. That is why after every, in every salah, after takbir, he say, يَا مُحْسِنُ كَدْ أَتَاكَ الْمُسِي. Or the one who does ihsan, in front of you is the sinner. فَتَجَهَزًا قَبِيهِ مَا عِنْدِي لِجَمِيلِ مَا عِنْدَكَ يَا كَرِيمٌ. Change what is horrible and bad in me to what is beautiful in you. Read it after every salah. You want to change what you have done that is wrong into something that is beautiful. That's what you want to do. And then, I keep on saying this is my favorite ayah. This one actually is. 833. You got it? I love it. 833. Can you please... 0833. Okay, I just love it. So now you know what my passcode is, right? Don't touch my phone. You know what it is. 0833. I'll change it today. Okay. So 0833 says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُذِبْهُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهِمْ. Allah will never punish you while Muhammad you are with them. He says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Please put it on your coffins. Allah will never punish you if you do istighfar. Is this what he says? Not me. So when those angels come to you and say, hello, you did this, and you say, but 0833. I did istighfar all my life. Even when Malikul Maut comes, what are you going to say? Astaghfirullah Rabbi. Just forgive me, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to do all that. It's amazing. So, can you remember 0833? Forget everything I've said today, but you know 0833. It's just something else. It's just something. I look at it and I think, it's not rocket science, it's actually stupid not to recite Astaghfirullah Rabbi. But catch. You're going to say, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Ra'uf, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghafoor, Ya Tawwab, Ya Ghafoor. It's not hard. It didn't even take us that long. It didn't. Because he says, Walillahil Asma'ul Husna. Fad'uhu biha. Call me by them. And then you say 0833. I mean, can't be wrong, can it? Find anything in your life. Just put 0833. And it works. Okay. Alright, so let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to imbibe these names, to live these names. And to be able to know them, for one who is able to live these 99 names will definitely be Ahlul Jannah.